Her three-decade career working with arts and cultural organizations has taken her to cities across the country and into Canada. But for most of her adult life, Julie Dalgleish has been based in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area until now. Dalgleish moved to Kansas City in August as the new executive director of the Charlotte Street Foundation, a nonprofit founded in 1997 by David Hughes. It provides fellowships, residencies, studios, and exhibitions for Kansas City artists. Dalgleish spoke with KCUR's Laura Spencer about what encouraged her to make the move.
There's a word that has been used a lot that, so I feel like it's been overused, but I'm going to use it anyway. A level of authenticity, and maybe a better word is a sense of being genuine, which I instantly saw in a job description. And why, you know, that's a surprising place to look. But when I saw the job description, I went, wow, this is pretty exciting. I knew about this organization, and I knew it was doing good work. But there was something about the job description that said these are really committed folks who are very genuine to who they are as an organization and to this place.
Are there any particular challenges in coming into an organization that has been led by its founder? I know that one of the board members that I spoke to said that one of the challenges in the job search was that they almost had to kind of create a job description because, you know, David Hughes had founded it and the organization has changed so much over the years.
The energy, the kind of energy that a founder brings, passion that a founder brings, is going to be different under any circumstance when that mantle or that baton is passed on to the next person, because we're all human beings. And so it's not that the next person doesn't bring energy and passion, it's just a different kind. So the organization goes through, hopefully, a preparation for that. And I believe Charlotte Street, part of what impressed me about this organization was that it has been very thoughtful about this transition, and not all organizations are. So that was attractive to me.
I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about projects you'd like to pursue with Charlotte Street, or if you're still kind of in a getting to know the organization, getting to know the community mode.
Certainly getting to know the organization at this point. I do believe in that you build programming based on where the need is, and that we need to, you constantly look at that because needs constantly change. And so you're always having to be on top of it, always listening, paying attention, and that's where programming, it emerges from those observations and very intentional conversations that you have in the community. So I don't come here with an agenda of a list, a bag of tricks and a bunch of programs that I want to see introduced to this organization. Because, as I say, because this organization has been very good about listening to its community and responding, building programmings, and I want to continue that path.
I'm just curious if there are certain things you're interested in getting to know more about in Kansas City, if it's exploring dog parks or restaurants, or, you know, there's certain things that you enjoy outside of maybe the arts that you're looking forward to in this town.
Well, I do have a dog. So, yes, dog parks. I need to know where the dog parks are. Certainly, I'm just always interested in any community I'm in and where the roots of the community are, what the history of the community is. I tend to believe that in every community, when you understand the roots of it and where from which it came, and not just the business roots, but the character of the community. I've always been interested in learning about that in every community I've worked because it informs how we do things today. There's a thread, and that's something I'm looking forward to learning more about.
Julie Dalgleish is the new director of the Charlotte Street Foundation. Founder David Hughes has transitioned to director emeritus, and Kate Hackman to artistic director.